Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2468BN. Today's date is May 3rd, 2021, and the title of the episode is Election Fraud Will Be Known as the Big Lie. We caught them all. We have it all. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the mainstream media, they're panicking like we've never seen before. They're very worried about what's going to happen with the Maricopa Arizona audit. They're very worried about that if this shows that there's fraud, and yes, they're going to try to spin it. Yes, they're going to try to use all the ammunition possible. They'll deploy all assets. But once this information gets out that there were anomalies where Biden didn't win, Biden lost by hundreds of thousands of votes, people are going to start to question everything. And people, once they hear this, they're going to say, we need to move this into other states. And I do believe this is just the beginning of the offensive. That is what we're experiencing right now. This is the offensive against the deep state players. Remember, we the people, we are the majority. The mainstream media, the fake news, the corrupt politicians, the invisible enemy, Antifa, they are the minority. Now, remember, this was infiltration from within. Yes, there are foreign countries that are working with the deep state players to push the United States in a completely different direction. And they knew they couldn't have an all-out war. They couldn't bring troops onto our soil, and they couldn't invade. So they had to use a different plan. But they still needed some type of foot soldier to push their agenda. And that's what BLM and Antifa were, or still are. They are the foot soldiers where they can say, hey, they have nothing to do with us. They also have the ability to control the mainstream media, the fake news, control social media, control sports organizations, control Hollywood, and of course, you have the corrupt politicians. They are using all of this to convince the American people that we want what they're selling. But the American people today, they are waking up in droves. And the people are slowly taking back control of what they were trying to do. And as people continue to wake up, and as people continue to see all of this, people are going to say, enough is enough, no more. We're already starting to see a lot of this. We're starting to see governors with the people of that state to say, you know something, we're no longer doing the pandemic thing. We're starting to see other countries where people are going out and they are gathering together. We're seeing people in school districts saying, you know something, we're going to vote you out. And we're going to say this is going to be a maskless school. We're taking back the control. We're seeing school districts, the parents, saying, you know something? We don't want critical race theory taught in our school. So you know what? We're going to campaign. We're going to get thousands upon thousands of people together. And we're going to vote you out of office. Because we're going to show you who the majority is. Who's really in control. And that's what we see happening right now. There are places in this country where the parents, the people, are fighting back. This is just the beginning. Wait until the people hear about election fraud. Wait until the people, because they've been told over and over and over that there's no such thing as election fraud. It's all fake. It's all conspiracy. It's all made up. It doesn't exist. But once they see the proof, the facts, they might not believe in the beginning. They might think that the conspiracy theorists created it and they're trying to convince people. But when the next audit is done and the next audit is done and it shows the same exact results, well, that narrative disappears. That narrative falls by the wayside. And the people are going to learn that these deep state players, the invisible enemy, the social media companies, corporations, they took away their voice. Doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or Republican, independent. Doesn't matter where you are on the political spectrum. They took your voice away, period. This is something the founding fathers gave we the people. You might not agree politically, but you always had the freedom to speak, the freedom of press, the freedom to vote in your elected leader, the freedom to walk around free. And once the people out there, because yes, there's a small group of people that already know this, but the majority of the people, once they start to learn this and they start to realize they took my voice away, they are deciding who is going to be in DC. They're not letting the people do it. This is when it's game over for them. And that time is coming, and it's approaching very, very quickly. And we know that the deep state players, the minority, remember, they are the minority. Yes, they might have taken control of the fake news. Yes, the fake news is the bullhorn. They are the enemy of the people because they are doing the bidding of the deep state players, of the corrupt politicians. And yes, it's spread to the sports organizations, Hollywood, and many other places. And all the people have to do is stand up when they start to hear this and say no more. And yes, we're going to have that movement. We're already starting to see this. We'll be discussing all this a little bit later in this report. But first, I wanted to talk about what Biden has planned here. Because he's out there and he's telling everyone that we're planning to decrease nicotine in cigarettes. Now, it might seem like a very strange subject. But remember, there was another mayor, Bloomberg, that said, you know something, we're no longer going to sell 2-liter bottles, we're going to sell 1-liter bottles, and we're going to make sure that people don't get heavy. Now remember, these people, they're not our parents. We're adults. We don't need them to control what we're doing. But what is the underlying agenda? Is the underlying agenda to help the everyday person by limiting the amount of nicotine in cigarettes? Is it to help the everyday person with telling them that, hey, you can only drink a 1-liter bottle? What do? They go out and they buy that second liter. They go out and they buy more cigarettes. Who does this really help? It helps the corporations. Yes, it might seem like they're trying to help the people, but really, they're helping the companies sell more products. What do you think is going to happen when they decrease nicotine? If you know anyone that smokes, you know they just say, hey, you know something? My nicotine, thank God they decrease it. Now I can quit. You know that smokers, they don't do that. They're going to buy more cigarettes. They're going to smoke more cigarettes. And the companies are going to sell more of that product. That's what they're going to do. Just like with soda in New York City. Well, I can't get the 2-liter bottle. I'm going to buy 2 1-liter bottles. Now you have more sales. Period. So this is not for the good of the people. They're helping other companies. They're helping special interest groups. Now, what's very interesting, the fake news must think that we the people are morons. Because remember when Biden, he addressed Congress and he had very, very low ratings. He barely beat the Academy Awards. But we have the fake news out there trying to convince the people that Biden's poor TV ratings against Trump is exactly what this administration wants. And this is what they said. They want a stealthy presidency, one that is tightly scripted and taking the protagonist off the stage while maintaining all of the power he has as a leader of the free world. whose party also happens to have control of the House and the Senate. So really, a president that received 81 million votes, they're trying to convince us that this is exactly what they were planning on, to get all the votes and then have no one watch him because he's going to be a stealthy president. Do they really think we the people believe that? No. They're trying to explain this any way they possibly can. Yes, do they think the American people are stupid? But people are much, much smarter than that. People know what's really going on. People know that he cheated. Not just him, the invisible enemy. And what we're seeing right now, we're seeing the entire agenda of the deep state. It's being exposed to we the people. Now remember, it just came out a little while ago that government was working with California and they were talking to social media companies and they were telling people who they should censor. That is fascism. Biden was out there. He told Major League Baseball, leave Georgia. He's working with Hollywood to tell everyone to get the vaccine. And now we come to find out that the Biden admin is considering using outside firms to track extremist chatter by Americans online in an effort that would expand the government's ability to gather intel, but could draw criticism over surveillance of citizens. So wait a minute. He's going to be using outside companies to spy on people. Well, isn't the government telling them to do that? Isn't that a violation of our rights? Wait a minute, aren't they already doing this? Yes, they are. They're already doing this. Right now, they're just telling us exactly how they've been doing it. The government, for many, many years now, they've been violating all our rights. They've been spying on everyone. They've been having companies do this. And now they have big tech censoring the people. Remember, if the government does it, it's a violation of your rights. If the government in secret tells the company to do it, it's not. And now the Biden admin is telling everyone that they're going to use outside firms. See, this is what they did. They had January 6th. They started with white supremacists. They tried to push the terror angle. Now they're going to say, well, we have to do this because we need to find out where these people are. This is the same playbook they've been using. 9/11, it's an inside job. Bring down the towers. Tell everyone that it was this country over here or it was this terrorist organization. Introduce the Patriot Act. Now everyone has to be searched. Why? Because we need to protect you from these terrorists. Now they're telling us that the terrorists are inside this country. They're doing the same exact thing. And they're saying, and they're going to try to make the case that, yes, we need to do this because we need to find out where these terrorists are and what they're talking about. But there are no terrorists. They're talking about everyday people. They're talking about people that don't agree with what they're doing. Why do you think they censored those people? Think about all the people that were censored. They censored the president of the United States. You know, the country where the First Amendment says freedom of speech. They censored the president and hundreds of thousands of other people. This is just everyday people. And now they're going to look for these people. See, they censored them, but they're still out there. Now they have to go find them. This is not like a terrorist group. This is everyday people living here in America. The people that have woken up. The people that don't agree with their agenda. The people that are going to fight back. They need to find them. They censored them. Now they need to find them. This is actually what they're doing. Yes, are they working with other foreign countries? Yes, we've known this for a very long time. Why do you think China is laying out a plan to control the global internet? This is coming from leaked documents. Right now, the U.S. basically controls the internet. They want to take control. Why? because they want full control of who has access, who's going to be censored, what you can and cannot say, what you can and cannot do. Remember, the internet controls an awful lot. You can do banking over it. You can pay over it. You can do quite a bit. If they have control over it, they have control over everything. This is why they're doing this. Now, what's very interesting is that Julian Assange, WikiLeaks, they put out this message where Julian Assange was talking about how we live in this mediocracy. That during this period of time, the mainstream media, the fake news, which is very small, condensed, they controlled the narrative. And in this mediocracy, we need a larger footprint of the media where we have people out there telling the news. And he talked about how the best news is when people, they talk to each other, or we go outside of the fake news apparatus and we question everything that they're talking about. Just take a listen to what he said.
Noam Chomsky in The Common Good wrote that the smart way to keep people passive and obedient is to strictly limit the spectrum of acceptable opinion, but to allow very lively debate within a narrow section of that spectrum. We live in a mediaocracy. What is politically possible is defined by the media environment. I started WikiLeaks because I understood this reality. The media frame defines the political possibility. So to bring about meaningful change, we have to enlarge the media frame. With WikiLeaks, we've had significant successes in achieving this in some areas, but more needs to be done. The single greatest contributor to our expanding horizons is you. You telling your friends what's up, what you saw, what you believe, and who's full of it. Contrasting what appears in the Australian press to itself and to the world. You form part of the largest bullshit detecting machine that the world has ever seen. That's why WikiLeaks has such support from people exposed to the internet. That's why we have such support from this generation, because you're better informed. This is the best educated generation in the history of the world.
Now, it's very interesting that Julian Assange, WikiLeaks, would put this out now, telling the people that we are the news. That's basically what he's saying. This reminds me of post 1195. This is April 19, 2018. And Anon on the board says, when will we find out about Seth Rich and Las Vegas? And down below it says, Seth Rich connected to DNC, MS-13, which means an MS-13 gang member, probably got the contract to do a hit job on Seth Rich. Then it says, Julian Assange, why did the D's push legal rep on family? June ETA. Now, what's very interesting about this is that we had Julian Assange pop up. Here we are in May. We had the FBI finally admit that they had records that had to do with Seth Rich. And when you look at the redacted records, it shows that, yes, someone might have paid for a hit job. And then we have this post. Now, does this mean it's going to happen in June? No, we don't know. There's no date or year associated with this. It just says June ETA. But it's coincidental that all of this is happening now. And the other thing that's coincidental is all these busts that are happening around the world that have to do with child porn, pedophilia, and human trafficking. We saw one in Texas where there were 90 people in a home. We have this one in Germany where they bust a darknet child porn Boys Town site with 400,000 registered users. We're starting to see more and more of this. Very interesting. And then as we move out to Iran, we had that news where the UK, the US, they might have found a loophole where they were paying for prisoners so Iran could collect their funds. Because remember, when Trump removed the US from the Iranian deal, all funds ceased coming in from the US. And Iran was in a bit of a problem here. Now, of course, the US and the UK denied all of this, that this was happening. But something else very interesting just happened, and Barbara Starr put this out. Little noticed in most recent DIA testimony, Ayman al-Zawahiri remains in hiding. while a handful of Iran-based al-Qaeda leaders oversee al-Qaeda's network. 10 years since Osama bin Laden killed Iran shelters, AQ leaders let that sink in. Mike Pompeo responded to this and he says, DIA has now publicly confirmed what I said in January. Al-Qaeda's global terror operation is headquartered in Iran with the permission of the Iranian regime. Meanwhile, the Biden admin is negotiating to lift terror sanctions on Iran. And that's exactly what they're doing. They're getting prepared and ready to lift the sanctions. Why? To make the deal. Now, this tweet was put out at 10:05. And this is from April 3rd, 2018. It says, we're under attack. War. No deals. So think about everything that has happened right now. We've come to learn that Iran is sheltering al-Qaeda. We know that John Kerry, he was shadowing Trump. The intelligence agencies came out and said, yeah, everything that Trump was trying to do, John Kerry was blocking it, which is completely illegal. And all of this is happening at the same exact time. And then Mike Pompeo, with this tweet, is telling us we're under attack, war, no deals. Let's talk about protecting yourself. A teen who was behind a $100,000 cryptocurrency scheme has been sentenced to prison. Graham Ivan Clark, 18, hacked over 100 high-profile Twitter accounts and used those accounts to scam six figures worth of cryptocurrency from people around the world. So if these high-profile accounts can get hacked this easily, how difficult would it be for a determined hacker to target you or me? This is why I love using Virtual Shield, Virtual Private Network. It grants you an extra layer of internet protection by allowing you to browse your favorite websites anonymously. I tried out the top VPNs around the world and Virtual Shield hands down is my favorite. There's no hidden fees and Virtual Shield has strict no-log policy, unlike typical VPNs you'll find recommended online. It's fast, secure, it's easy to use. I highly recommend Virtual Shield. Try it today for 50% off by going to virtualshield.com/x22 or click the link in the description. So it seems that we're moving in an offensive direction where we are at war. And there's going to be no deals with any of these people. Now, we know that Trump, he set up the ability for the troops to come home May 1st from Afghanistan. Biden and the invisible enemy, they don't want to leave Afghanistan. This is why they extended the date all the way to September. And remember, the Taliban said, once we hit May 1st, if the troops aren't out there, this is part of the deal, we're going to attack U.S. troops. Now, we'll have to see if this happens, but here we are, May 3rd, and Biden broke the deal that the U.S. and the Taliban agreed upon. Now, was this part of his plan to keep the troops there? Starting to seem that way. Now, we've come to find out that there are these newly released documents, and it seems that the CDC and the teachers union, they were working together, and the teachers union was telling the CDC what they wanted to reopen schools. Now, remember, the CDC was supposed to be going by science, not by opinion or what an organization wanted. And Biden said that, yes, he's going to be reopening schools, but it seems like he went along with the teacher union, and the teacher union told the CDC what they wanted. So this has nothing to do with science. Even though they keep telling us that, oh, it's science. Well, if it's truly science, then show us that masks work. Show us that 6 feet work. Show us that lockdowns actually work. Because if you can't show us through science, then it's your opinion. And if it's your opinion, we don't have to listen. Just like it was their opinion going back in time, it wasn't based on science that if they just let your blood out, it would cure you of the virus. It would cure you of that bacteria disease. No, they didn't know about it. They just said, okay, we're going to try it. Today, we know the scientific method. We know it has to be peer-reviewed, and you should be able to replicate it over and over and over. And if you can't, well, then you haven't proved it. And that's the problem that we're having today. We need hundreds and thousands of scientists to come out, and I know they've tried before, doctors have come out, and stand up to these bullies, because that's what they are. The medical association, Doctors know. Lab workers know. They know that masks don't work. Now, Scientific America put out that the flu has disappeared worldwide during the COVID pandemic. Now, they want us to believe that by wearing these masks, that made the flu completely disappear. Really? How is that possible when masks can't stop a virus? A virus is 1,000 times smaller than the spaces in the mask. And again, they didn't do any experiment or tests with all the different masks that we have today. All they did was move the numbers around. Remember, we have a curable rate of 99.997% from 0 to 19. From 20 to 49, it's 99.98. From 50 to 69, it's 99.5%. It's 70 plus years, it's 94.6%. Where is this pandemic? I mean, that's a pandemic? No, we're looking at the flu today. And if you look at the death count from 2017, 2018, 2019, and 2020, the death count is exactly the same every year. Yeah, plus or minus a little bit. It's not plus or minus 500,000 or a million people. So if you go back to post 4,842, this is October 9th, 2020. Here in this post, it says total U.S. deaths, all causes, all everything combined. And if you go back, and it's linked to the CDC, and if you go back to 2017, it's 2,814,000. 2018, 2,839,000. 2019, 2,855,000. 2020, 2,838,000. Now, we still had 3 months to go when this was put out there. But the numbers are very, very close. No, it didn't skyrocket. It ended up to be almost exactly the same. So where is this pandemic that they've been talking about? All they did was move statistical numbers. That is it. Now, Cuomo is out there, and he's blaming his nursing home scandal on Trump. Really, Trump brought in a hospital ship to New York, had the Army Corps of Engineers set up hospital beds, but Cuomo decided he was going to put the sick people into the nursing homes to drive up the death numbers, to get this really scary because, you know, they're just old people. Who cares? Now he's out there because he's upset that everyone's not getting the vaccine. He's out there projecting exactly what he did. Maybe you go home, he says, and kiss your grandmother and wind up killing your grandmother. No, see, we don't have to worry about that because you already took the sick people and killed people's grandmother. You've already done it. You are a murderer. That's what you did. And not just you, but other governors. And COVID has a 99.99% recovery rate. And yes, there are cures. Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. Guess what? If these governors didn't block it and the pharmacists didn't block it, and if they didn't come out with fake reports like the Lancet report, which they retracted later, telling everyone that it kills you, we wouldn't have this problem. Actually, it would have gotten rid of the flu too. Probably the common cold, but they didn't want anyone to know that. But we have Governor DeSantis. He's out there and he signed another executive order invalidating local emergency orders and COVID-19 restrictions. This is what every single governor should be doing. Actually, out in New York, they're starting to open up everything. Even though everyone didn't get the vaccine. You know what the problem is right now? Texas, Florida, Arizona, South Dakota, as they're opening up, as they're removing the COVID-19 restrictions. Yes, I know there's other states. But as they continue to do this and cases drop and they don't have what they want, the super spreader, they can't explain it. And it's becoming tougher and tougher for them to explain it. So they are now forced to open everything up. Plus, we had the WHO, which said, you know, something 40 cycles in this PCR test, it's giving us false positives. So we have to bring it down to where it should have been in the first place at 28 cycles. Well, when you bring it down to 28 cycles, guess what happens? All the cases disappear. All the cases drop like a rock. And that's what we're seeing right now. Basically, their whole plan has been countered. Now, what's very interesting, out in South Lake, Texas, the people decided we're going to stand up to this critical race theory, which actually creates racism. So a group of families in a mid-sized town in Southlake, Texas, a town northwest of Dallas with a population of about 31,000 or so, the school board was about to initiate the indoctrination program of critical race theory in this area. And the parents said, no, we don't want this. So you're not listening to us. We put you into place and you're not doing what we want. So they organized people together and they said, you know something? We're going to get rid of you because we don't like where we're headed. So they went ahead and they organized an election, a campaign. They won 2 school board seats, 2 city council seats, and mayor. So this was a group of about 9,000 people that showed up to defeat what they were trying to do. And they won by 70 to 30%. That's the power of the people. They just took back control. Now, every single community needs to do this because critical race theory, that's creating racism. This is what the deep state wants. Instead of having us together as one, they're trying to divide us. This is why they keep saying white supremacists. This is why they're out there trying to appeal to the black population, saying that the white people have put you down for many, many years. They did this in Nazi Germany. They took a group and they demonized them. And they continued to demonize them and told the people how bad they were, how they took jobs away, how they did this, that, and the other thing. And the people started to hate them. This is what they were trying to do here in this country. But the people are waking up now. They're fighting back. And during Nazi Germany, they had the brown shirts, where they would push their agenda that was the foot soldier. Here they have Antifa, BLM. That's why they go around to restaurants and they knock over dishes, they smash things, they light things on fire. They're doing the same exact thing. And the problem right now is that the people, they are waking up to all of this. And people are saying enough is enough. And this is just going to get worse for them. Not for the people. It's going to get worse for them. Yes, they're going to push their agenda. But the more they push, the worse it's going to be for them. Now, what's very interesting is Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, he was on Maria Bartiromo's show. And Maria asked the Texas Attorney General about fraudulent activity in the 2020 presidential election. And Paxton, he didn't hold back on anything. So Maria asked him the following. She said, let me switch subjects and ask you about the election integrity. And she said, well, what happened here? We're not allowed to question the 2020 election. We're not allowed to question what is going on in Arizona or Georgia. What do you say to all of this? What is going on in Georgia and how Texas is similar to that situation? So Ken Paxton said, yeah. So if you look at the election results from 4 years ago, Georgia and Texas were very similar. We fought off 12 lawsuits. We were sued 12 times over mail-in ballots. It was Harris County. It was Travis County. These big urban counties that wanted to mail out all of these ballots in violation of state law. Clearly, what was not allowed by the state legislature. So they did not want signature verification. We were told by a federal judge that this was unconstitutional. So we had lawsuits. We won every one of them. Had we not won every single one of those lawsuits, I'm convinced that those ballots would have gone out and we would have been just like Georgia, who decided to capitulate and sign consent decrees and say it's okay. We're going to let these mail-in ballots go out. We're going to allow no signature verification. We're going to allow drop boxes. All of those things had an impact. And instead of Georgia and Texas having similar results, this time because we defended those lawsuits, Trump won. We're able to have a Republican legislature here. And Georgia was completely turned. So Maria said, so are you saying that because of what we saw with mail-in ballots in Georgia, we're questioning the results? Ken said, I absolutely question. I know what happened here. They would have stopped counting just like they did in those states, and they would have been counting mail-in ballots until they had the right number of votes, and suddenly Trump loses, and we lose the state house here. And it wouldn't have been a legitimate count because we wouldn't have followed the state law. And that's what happened in the other states. If you just separate right now the fraud, the mail-in ballots and them counting, actually before all of that, with a governor or attorney general or secretary of state, where they created the laws on their own, that is completely unconstitutional. This election is actually null and void because the election was allowed to continue with laws that weren't really laws because they were not created by the state legislature. This election that we just had in 2020 is completely null and void because it did not follow the Constitution. Now, what's very interesting is that over Maricopa County, we see that there's a spy plane that has been identified circling the Arizona Veterans Memorial Coliseum. This is where the election audit is taking place. So this is coming out of the Gateway Pundit, and they identified the plane. They learned that the plane is PC-12s, and they were used in Afghanistan. What do PC-12s do? Well, they monitor communications. Now, they also found out that this plane, because of the wing identification, this is from the police. So are they monitoring the area for the audit, or are they monitoring the area for something completely different? So it's been several days of activity in this area around the Arizona Coliseum by the police department using multiple aircraft. So they're sucking up everything they possibly can find out about what's going on there. I wonder who put them up to this. Is this the Black Hats or the White Hats? Well, if it was the White Hats, then I do believe we would have someone out there saying, yes, they're monitoring the situation, making sure that nothing else happens around this audit, this protection. But we know that the governor and others, they pulled back the National Guard and everything else. And this is why the Rangers had to come in and secure this audit. Now, it seems in Maricopa County, in the Coliseum, a server rack was added to better handle the hundreds of terabytes of data being collected. Remember, they're doing a forensic audit. This is not just about counting ballots or just looking at signatures. This is about looking at each one, using UV light to make sure there's folds, looking at the inner workings of these systems, collecting the data, matching them up to the ballots to see if they match with the votes. Because if they look at all the ballots and it says Trump has 200,000 votes and Biden has 50,000 votes and the machines say something completely different, there's a problem. That's election fraud. That means the system, these machines, they were programmed in a completely different way. So Trump, he put out a statement about what's happening in Maricopa County. And he said the fraudulent presidential election of 2020 will be from this day forth known as the big lie. Why is Trump so confident in this? Why is he out there saying that this is going to be a big lie? Now, the big lie is in all caps, every single letter with an exclamation point. Remember, he put together the Space Force. It's not just about space and flying saucers and spaceships. It's also about cyberspace, collecting data. Now, these Dominion systems, we know they were connected to the internet. If they're connected to the internet, what can you collect? Data. We already know from Mike Lindell, from a cyber security expert from the government, they collected the data and they showed how the votes were flipped. Now, if they have that information, what do you think Trump and the military has? Now, remember, leading up to the election, Trump was letting us know how they were going to do it. Remember the tweet from September 10, 2020? He said, sending out 80 million ballots to people who aren't even asking for a ballot is unfair and a total fraud in the making. Look at what's going on right now. Then we had another tweet. This is December 9, 2020. Rigged election. He's letting it, and this was all capitals. He's letting everyone know it was rigged. He knew it was rigged. They were collecting all the data, But why did Trump allow this to happen? Because the power to overturn all of this had to come from the people. Go to what happened in Texas. Was there one person that said, you know something, I'm going to stop this. You don't want critical race theory? We're going to shut it down. Don't worry about it. No. The people, they decided to get together. They decided, you know what we're going to do? We're going to take back control. And there's nothing you can do about it. Why? Because the majority of the people have the power. They went out and they showed them, you will do what we say or you will be gone. And the people, they got rid of them. What happened to that other place? I think it was in Arizona, where they said, no, the kids have to wear masks. The parents came to the school and they said, no, we want to speak to the board. What did the board do? They left. So they created their own board. The same thing's happening now, but on a much, much larger scale, where we, the people, are going to tell the deep state, just like the parents did in Texas, the parents did in the other school district with the masks, enough's enough. We're taking back control. We're taking back power. And once people start to see the fraud, once people start to see the evidence, and another state does it, and another state does it, it's game over. Now, Liz Cheney, which we know that Trump is telling everyone to vote her out, she put out a tweet and she said the 2020 presidential election was not stolen. Anyone who claims it was is spreading the big lie, turning their back on the rule of law, and poisoning our democratic system. So Jenna Ellis responded to Liz Cheney. And Jenna Ellis, who's the attorney for Trump, said election officials in at least six states violated the law in the administration of the 2020 election. That's called cheating. If you have the guts to debate me on this, name the time and a place. You know they poisoned the system, and ours were spineless to hold them accountable. Yes, Jenna Ellis is correct. They cheated. Forget about them bringing in the ballots. They cheated as soon as they went against the Constitution. As soon as they made laws without the legislature, they cheated. They didn't follow the Constitution. It is null and void. And then we had Bernard Kerik respond to Liz Cheney, and he said the following. You know what's odd? I don't remember seeing you at any of the briefings where the evidence was presented by the legal team and the various state legislators and citizens that came forward. Not only did you not see the evidence, you didn't make an attempt to see the evidence. Now, remember, all these court cases that the mainstream media, the fake news is out there telling you that Trump presented all his evidence and it shows that there was no evidence ever presented. All they said was, will you hear our case? They didn't even want to look at it. He didn't even get a chance to show the evidence. Yes, they went in front of the legislators and they brought people up in those areas telling them what they saw, and he got the laws changed. First part of the plan, build a firewall. Now comes the evidence of election fraud. Remember, the Patriots right now, they're on the offensive because they're going to show how this fraud happened. So the Patriots are going to be on the offensive, and the deep state players, the corrupt politicians, the social media companies, the fake news, they're going to be on the defensive. So the hunters have become the hunted. So what are they going to do? Are they going to debate? Are they going to say, oh yeah, no, they're going to shut things down because the Patriots are on the offensive. Now, if we go back to May 2nd, this post 3,331, it was yesterday. It's a two-year delta. It says, you are witnessing the systematic destruction of the old guard. May 2019, kickoff start offensive. Now, these dates, you have to remember, they weren't going to tell the deep state, the invisible enemy, exactly when it was going to happen. I do believe in a lot of these posts, these dates were put in there to fool them. And yes, it might have fooled a lot of us, because now, as we go back, we can see future proves the past. So if you notice what's happening this May, the Patriots, they're on the offensive. And this says May 2019, kickoff, start offensive. Well, isn't that when the results are supposed to be coming out from the election fraud? Yes. Yeah, it might be pushed back a little bit, but very close. Down below, it says enjoy the show. The Patriots are in full control. They have it all. They know what happened. They caught all of them. You see, Trump, the Patriots, they knew what they were planning to do. They knew the playbook. They knew that they were going to have to cheat by a lot. They were going to have to stop the elections to see how much they were losing by. And they were going to have to bring in ballots. They were going to have these machines work overtime to flip as many votes as possible. By just showing a couple of hundred votes that were flipped or there was fraud for 100 votes or so, nobody would care. But hundreds of thousands, millions, well, people are going to take notice. If it happens in one state and you see it replicated in other states, people are really going to take notice. The Patriots, they're in complete control. Enjoy the show. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.